Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This night on this podcast, we will be talking about a whole bunch of crap. Most of it has nothing pertaining to you. It's usually about baseball. Buckle up. It's going to get bumpy.
All right. On that note, yo, 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 and welcome to The Shift. This is our all-star break podcast.
Podcast,
thank you.
Is that an echo we're hearing? I don't know what's going on.
Well, those are our familiar voices. To my left, I have Raymond Flood. I guess we can official now say Coach Raymond Flood.
Yeah.
Or Coach Flood.
Haven't signed, but it's still almost official.
It's pretty much official.
Well, it's official.
Sound like LeBron.
It's official without being official.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah.
So, and then to my right, Jake Vaden.
What's up, y'all?
So, this week, kind of back to normal. Last week was a little catching up to do.
Oh, yes.
This week is a little bit more standard, so we're going to just jump right into it. We're going to start off with some All-Star updates. So tonight, this is a Tuesday night, July 5th. Tonight at midnight Eastern, I believe, All-Star voting is concluded, or is going to conclude. And right now we got some tight races. And it looks like we got four tight races, really. Everything else kind of looks like a runaway here. We got second base.
In the National League?
In the National League, thank you. Ozzie Albies, Javi Baez, and Scooter Jeanette, all within, somebody do quick math for me, was that 150,000 votes?
Just about.
Just about 150K? Roughly.
A little less.
And then you got Jose Contreras, what's his first name?
Or I don't Wilson.
Know. Wilson Contreras, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Raymond. And Buster Posey. Wilson Contreras actually in first place by about
8,000
votes.
8,000?
Wow, that's really close.
Math is hard, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, it's okay. Raymond's teaching math to high schoolers, so he can be our resident math guy.
I didn't carry the one.
Sorry, I had to take over your reign of math, Jake.
You can take it. I don't want it.
So it looks like, Raymond, do that math for me at first base between Jose Abreu and Yuli Gurriel.
And this is about, the American League, by the way, folks.
What are we, about 213?
About 213,000. There goes, quick math. Hashtag quick math. And then shortstop in the AL as well between Manny Machado and Carlos Correa.
About 123K.
So, I mean, I think if I had to make a bet, I would say those probably stay where they're at. Maybe Buster takes first over Contreras, but those are two really big, like, franchise, bandwagon franchisers, you would say.
Here's a question.
That's pretty much a coin flip, I would say.
How many of those did we say could have changed when we picked which one would get overrun?
Like a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
I don't.
The Albies was one of them.
Albies was one of them, so that's up there. We were going to say catcher, but we didn't. We kind of mentioned shortstop a little bit.
I think first base
we definitely mentioned because that's when we jinxed.
So one of it, yeah, I think
Miguel.
One of us.
That's when you jinxed Miguel Cabrera. Dang it. Don't be roping me in on that one.
I've had my fair share of it.
I am dumb. Gave that life up. It was not healthy for me nor the players.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see who we jinx tomorrow. We can blame that one on Jake instead.
Oh, ouch. Thanks.
So
speaking of injuries?
Yeah. Speaking of jinxing.
Yes.
We'll go with John Gray, the opening day starter for the Colorado Rockies, got sent down. That would have been Monday? No, yeah?
Something like that.
Something like that, the beginning of the week. He was awful. Raymond,
was he though? I think we looked into it. He went bad. I think he had a lot of bad luck.
Yes.
Which probably messed
his ERA is not pretty.
No, it's 5.77.
But he does play half his game at Coors Field.
Course, true.
Yeah, that has something to play with it. But the other pitchers on that team have to deal with the same situation, and also he is supposed to be their ace.
Right, correct. I mean, he was their first round draft pick.
Yep.
What he's now 25 or 26. Overall? Yeah, something like that. And he. So his issue, we'll just get right to it. His issue has been with runners on base.
Oh, yes.
His slugging and his hit percentage are way, way, way up with runners on base.
Especially slugging.
Which isn't good because I was looking at stats, and this year he has 29 walks. All of last year in 2017, he had 30 walks. Wow. So you either best not let people on base or figure that out because it's going to get real ugly real quick.
I tell you what. And it has. It's a good thing he doesn't have to play the 2015 Royals that much or else he would have been eaten alive. Yeah, this is true. That team was excellent with runners on base.
This is true. So I don't even know. Is there advice to give John Gray?
I think it's a confidence thing. That's why they're sending him down. We all agree he has the skills to be.
Yeah, yeah, he's got the stuff. MLB. For sure.
He shouldn't be in the AAA.
He started their one game playoff against Arizona last year, didn't he? I'm pretty sure he did.
I believe so. Yes.
Yes, I think that's right.
I don't think he did too great.
No,
I
don't think he did that well.
Horrible. Did he do horrible?
I don't think he made it 5 innings.
That's kind of horrible.
Yeah, we would say that's not a good start. Yeah. That's not a quality start. I would agree. I think confidence can have something to do with it, and I'm going to kind of lean on his college experience to go with it.
Did you ever see him in person?
I did. I watched him one game, and actually, that game, he got beat up by the Longhorns.
Yeah, jinx.
Mm-hmm. As sad as that
now
is.
Now we see the real jinx is around here.
Whoa!
this time, it was you.
I was just trying to let it slide and stay under hidden. I think for in general, I mean, obviously if you're the third overall pick in the draft and you played college and you come straight out of high school, it pretty much came easy to you. And I think maybe it was a little bit too easy, so he didn't have to. I mean, obviously everyone gets roughed up every once in a right. while, but I think maybe it came too easy and for the most part, he didn't have to overcome adversity very often.
Or try to get better. Not that he wasn't trying to get better on purpose, but...
But he wasn't forced to do it based on
everybody
coming to his level.
I think that's fair. Speaking of bad stretches, we'll go segue there. Let's bring up the Washington Nationals. So they had a players-only meeting after they got blanked by the Red Sox. Yesterday on the 4th of July, 3-0. They've now dipped under 2 games under 500. They're now 7 games back of the Braves.
Ooh.
Yikes, I don't know if they can make that up.
Harper is still struggling. Strasburg is still injured.
Harper? But he's supposed to get like the biggest contract ever next year. How is that possible?
Yeah, I don't know. Scott Boras says that. His slumping has nothing to do with it being
that's right,
a contract
he did say
game.
That.
So,
hey, but that's your... That's your boy.
He's my boy. I love Bryce Harper.
And this was supposed to be his year two.
He even shaved the face.
Yeah.
To ward off.
I was really mad they did that too.
Yeah, he
bad
did
juju.
It. Yeah, all that bad juju is gone because he shaved the face.
But
he's a pretty boy man now.
I wasn't worried, and I like the Nationals, but I wasn't worried at the beginning of the year. I'm getting slightly worried.
Yep.
About the Nationals this year.
I'm worried.
Yeah, I think now as we are literally fast approaching the All-Star break.
Is Bryce Harper going to do the home run derby?
Yes.
I'm extremely worried.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, that's
well, he said he would do the home run derby if he was voted as an All-Star, which he's going to be voted as. I guess we can go over that really
quickly. He's doing the home run
since
derby.
Since it's in front of us, the three outfielders right now voted on by the fans are Nick Markakis, which is going to break a highest play WAR player.
Yes, highest. So he had the record for the highest WAR, career WAR for any player who has never made an All-Star team or received an MVP vote, a single MVP vote.
So you got old man Markakis, Matt Kemp, who's had a great year.
Old man Kemp too.
Old man Kemp.
And then Young.
And then Bryce Harper, and he's got a 400K lead as of July 2nd, 450K. So there's no way he's not going to be an All-Star. And it's in his home park. So he's going to do the home run derby.
Man, I just don't like that. Like, I don't think he's batting good enough. I know he has the home runs. I know he can hit it. I know he can compete in the home run derby. There's no doubt about that. I just don't think he should, as a player, hit in the home run derby. We saw what Aaron Judge did right after the home run derby last year, and it wasn't very good. He did make some adjustments and kind of salvage that second half of the season, but Bryce Harper is no way playing up to what he should be.
And
I don't think going hitting, you know, batting practice, homers.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to do any good.
I don't know. I think it'll help him relax a little bit, honestly. I mean, he'll probably have, my guess is he'll have maybe like his pops thrown to him. Maybe just being out there, free swinging.
That's what he did last time, right?
Not caring.
By the way, we got a shift on.
I don't know. I think I believe in the home run derby jack your swing up thing, because you do it so many times in one night and you kind of get the muscle memory for it.
Yep.
But I don't know. I think it might be good for him.
Time will tell.
His batting average is low, but his on base is still like close to 400, I think, if not over.
Yeah, I mean, he's still a presence in the lineup.
But nobody's throwing him strikes.
Yeah.
So, but his swing and strike rate is high. That's how he's striking out. He's swinging at stuff he shouldn't be swinging at.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he is one of my favorite players. And I love this swag.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love what he does for the game.
Yeah, I love what he does for the game, too. So I don't like to see him struggle. But I don't know. I think it'll help him. And I think it'll be good for baseball to get him out there.
Yeah, it'll be good for baseball, but I don't think it'll be good for him. I don't think it's going to improve his stats. I don't think it's going to improve his approach to the plate right now. Getting these, you know, meatballs thrown at him.
I guess we'll see.
Only time can tell.
Yeah, time will tell.
But I mean,
I can see your way.
For a player like him,
I think
on a snap of a finger, he could bat 600 for a month, and then they're in first place. And
none of us would be surprised.
Right.
I could see your way happening too, but I'm more worried like the worst is going to happen, and like they need wins. I don't think they need to risk it, if that makes sense.
It makes sense.
The reward does not really outweigh the risk.
Yeah, I don't know. I can see where you guys are coming from.
Because if you're not going to make the playoffs in his last season, possibly with you, then would you think about trading him?
No. It's not like Manny Machado. Yeah,
you won't have a chance of having him next year.
I don't know. He's been there so long. I think he's got a chance.
I don't think it's one of those where there's no way.
Oh, the Orioles have no chance of keeping Manny Machado.
Mm-mm.
No. They have no money. $0.
So, it's a very interesting situation.
We will see next week, maybe, possibly.
Possibly.
When is the Home Run Derby? Next Thursday or something like that?
All-Star Game's usually on a Sunday? No. All-Star Game's usually on a Thursday.
I don't even know anymore.
So I think it's going to be Tuesday, yeah. No, Wednesday. It's usually the night before. So It should be Wednesday. It should be next Wednesday night.
I think heading to NOLA.
Yeah, so I guess we'll bring it up now. Early podcast next week, maybe.
That's what we're aiming for.
That's what we're aiming for Tuesday night. Wednesday morning. So it'll be right before the All-Star break.
Yes.
Podcast. So we'll keep you guys updated on the social medias if that changes. But let's move on to the next. Our last thing of news is maybe talk a little bit about the Cubbies. Cubbies are 1-6 in a row.
Nice.
They're two games back of the Brewers still.
Oh, come on.
But
Brewers?
They're playing really well. They're finally starting to swing the bat some. And we were going to get to it later, but John Lester, pitcher of the month. So they got Lester back in form. Their bullpen's been really good.
Mm-hmm.
It could be time that they come up there and they still got plenty of pieces, I think, to maybe make a move if they feel like they need to at the deadline.
Yeah,
they got capital.
This might be their perfect situation to be buyers.
Yeah, hanging around.
They might be getting hot when at the right time of the season.
Yep, and that's all you want to do in any sport.
Yep, so. Yeah, I mean, they're really good.
I like.
Do you guys think they're going to win the division? Did you guys pick them to win the division?
I think we did.
I think you guys did. I picked Brewers.
I can see it going either way.
I'm pretty sure I picked the Cubs.
Do you guys still feel that way?
I'm not as confident as I did, but I'm more confident with the Brewers being better than I thought they would be. So, actually, if I had to make a change in my mind, if I could, I think I'd say the Brewers right now.
I'll stick with the Cubbies. And we got another shift on. The Astros are bringing the shift tonight.
No, they're always doing the shift.
It's the Astros. I'd be more surprised if they weren't shifting.
That's true.
They should just change their name to the Shifters. Mm-hmm. But we copyrighted it. So
now, sorry, quick segue. Would that be?
Oh boy.
Would that be more of a indication of the team they're playing against, or?
No, they always shift no matter what. If they have good data, then they'll shift 100%. They're the ones that were, them and the Rays were kind of the forefront of the shifting movement. They
shifted 500 times more last season than the second most
team. That's insane.
So, it's all definitely not indicative of...
Of the team.
Of the team.
And the players. Okay, cool.
So, let's keep segueing. Speaking of the Astros, let's move to to our injury segment.
Injuries.
I will start, because I have Carlos Correa, who's been on the DL since June 26th.
Son of a nutcracker.
It's a sore back, lower sore back, and they thought he'd be back by now, but he's only been exercising. He hasn't quite picked up a bat yet and swung. AJ Hinch, their manager, said that he will not play this four-game series against the White Sox. He might be back over the weekend, but probably not. So he's got another 6-7 days, and then we'll see. So if I were them, I'd probably hold him off
until
the All-Star break. There's no reason.
I know they're only, 2.5 games ahead of the Mariners?
Game and a half now.
Game and a half now? Yeah, so it's kind of close, but with him back, I really have no worry when he comes back that they can easily catch up. And
see what you did there, but...
The Mariners aren't the... let's say what they're...
They're not the scariest team in the world?
They've won a lot of one-run games.
They are who we thought.
It's true. They've won a lot of run games, but I mean that has to come... That's the average out, right?
Yeah.
Marwin's been playing short a lot. Some Bregman playing short. Move Uguria over to third when he does that.
Yeah.
That's all I got on Carlos. And my guess is he'll be back. My guess is he'll be back the last series before the All-Star break. So, Raymond, you want to go next with your guy?
Yeah, we'll stick with the middle infield. Gleyber Torres, Yankees, second baseman, rookie. He is now on the 10-day DL as of actually tonight. It begins tonight. He has a right hip strain. He experienced tightness before the fifth inning yesterday. So in his place, Neil Walker will most likely get a lot of the chances there.
Second.
But they are going to. I think they've already called up Tyler Wade, or they're just about to, from AAA, and that gives them a utility guy. He's been much better than the AAA as of lately. But he can play second, short, outfield.
He had a good start to the year whenever Greg Bird was out.
Yeah. So I mean, he can play outfield, short, second. So I mean, they can kind of, match up wherever they want to. But again, I mean, that's another big loss for now. They've seemed to overcome the other ones just fine.
It's true.
We'll see if they can overcome this one. But I mean, that's a good bat in the lineup, steady hand in the field.
For sure.
I don't think it's going to hurt too much, but we'll see.
Yeah, he's been really good for them.
Yeah, and if it really is, I mean, Aaron Boone seems to think it's going to be a very short stint, and pretty much as soon as he can be activated off, he will be. If that's the case, then I don't think that's going to kill the Yankees.
My guess is if he comes back healthy and fine, then he will probably win Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
For American League.
I would agree.
Well, Shohei's back, guys. So.
That's true. Actually, he might turn into a really good race.
Mm-hmm. Depends if he can come back in time. If he's out for longer than expected.
Oh, who?
Gleyber?
Yeah.
If he has a setback or something.
That's true.
Not that we're wishing it upon it, even though they are the Yankees.
I mean, he's already hurt. We can't do anything more than that, right? You can't jinx a guy who's already hurt, can you? So, Jake, you want to take us to the last one?
If he's out for the rest of the season, it's Aaron's fault. We all are the witness.
It'll be Miguel Cabrera all over again.
Yes.
Too soon?
So, yes. My plan... My player is Vince, a.k.a. Vinny Velasquez. So he took a comebacker the other night on his pitching arm. X-rays came back negative. But, you know, if there is a silver lining to what happened, so he took it off his – so he's a right-handed pitcher, took it off the right, his right arm. Can tell he was in pain if you saw the clip, but he picked the ball up left-handed and made it like a solid throw – like, perfectly solid throw, left-handed to the first baseman to record the out, which was pretty beast mode. If,
I mean. He had some quote after the game, too. He was laughing about it. Like, yeah, like, I knew I could do that or something that.
Yeah, he's done this before, it looks like. Like, he's had the confidence in his left hand to throw left-handed. I do not have confidence in my left hand to throw left-handed.
Not to get a major league runner out.
No DL stint. Come on, throw left-handed.
Yeah, so I was impressed by that. But so there's no X-rays came back clean, so they're hoping it looked like he's gonna come back in, you know, within his 10 days. But I think it's more precautionary. But yeah, it was pretty scary.
What is his ERA?
I know
is it good?
I want to say it's like two, almost three something. I want to say about three something.
Three something? That's still really good.
He's been pretty solid. He's had some bad games.
Yeah, but he's been really solid for them. I mean. To me, that trade is pretty even. Still, with Ken Giles, it's been bad.
Just kidding. His ERA is not very good.
Okay. Well, then he could use a DL stint. I mean,
His ERA is.
That's how baseball thinks, right? Oh, you're struggling. Like, oh, you have an you have an injury. Let's put you on the DL.
I do remember earlier in the year it was not very good, and I was a little shocked considering a couple years ago he was. Whew, I mean, his ERA was fantastic a couple years ago, at least for about the first half of the season.
So, yeah, not very good ERA. But, yeah, he'll be back in about 10 days. So, what, next week? Early next week?
Yeah, maybe he'll get one start in before the All-Star game.
Maybe.
Or they use him out of the bullpen or something, maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, those are some solid injuries and good updates for the week. We will go to some... trivia time. Hey, Jake, I think you got some.
I do. So I'm not sure if
solid updates on some bad injuries. How about that?
I don't know if y'all know what today is, guys. Today is the 20th anniversary of Roger Clemens recording his 3,000th strikeout.
Okay.
So it got me thinking. What like other that. Pictures right now in baseball are close to getting 3,000 strikeouts?
So, then, is this the active strikeout list?
This is the active leader on the strikeout list.
I like
list.
This.
I want the top. I want to say top 10.
All right, let's see if we can do 10.
If you can get the top 8
active pitchers
on the strikeout list, I will. So, we're going to 8, but if you name them to 10, 9 and 10, I'll give you those as bonus points. So,
okay. One and one.
1-1.
All right, 1-1. You want to go first?
Verlander?
So,
yeah, Verlander.
Verlander is number 2 with
2,560
at the age of 35. It's his 14th season. I think he's... Yeah.
Going to get there?
I think he's going to get there. So Verlander, we got number 2.
Is Big Sexy on there?
Big Sexy is number 3.
Hey!
Nice! Can't go a pop without mentioning Big Sexy.
Big Sexy is number 3, so he's 45. This is his 21st season. And he's at 2,500.
21st season.
I
don't think he's going to get there.
I don't know. It's Ronald Tolk alone. He can pitch until he's like 70. I don't
you
care.
Know,
it's Big Sexy. He can do whatever he wants. I don't even care.
My thing is, if it takes him another 10 years to get there, how much, like, can he get any fatter than he already is?
We can call him Bigger Sexier.
Scherzer? Take up the entire mound.
Max Scherzer is number 7. Yep. It's his 11th season. He's 33 years old, and he's at 2,323.
I think he'll get... He's 33?
Yeah. I think...
I think he can get there.
I think I think he has a chance.
All right, that means Kershaw's
going to be on
there,
too. Especially with the way he's pitching. Kershaw is number 8.
I was going to say he's going to be on there, too.
Kershaw is... So he's 30 years old. He's in his 11th season. He has... 2,185.
Oh, man. Here we go.
So we have Verlander, Bartolo, Scherzer, Kershaw. You also, guys, I think some older pitchers have been pitching for a while who might have not be so good some more, but were elite at one time.
Maybe it's your turn, so that buys me some time to think.
Hamels?
Cole Hamels. Oh, Cole dude, Hamels, good number pull. Six.
Good pull.
So Cole Hamels is 34 years old. He's in his 13th season, and he has 2,331, which Serger will pass him up probably in his next two starts.
So we haven't gotten number one yet, have we?
We have not gotten to number one.
Wow. That's a big name.
He's the second oldest pitcher on this list behind Big Sexy.
Number one is?
Number one. And he has the second most seasons behind Big Sexy.
For some reason, I really want to...
I think he will get there. He's really close.
I don't think this guy's number one, but I want to guess him just because I think. Is Cueto on there?
Cueto is not. He's number 21.
Man, I didn't think he'd be that far down the list.
He's a little over halfway, actually, right now with 1,531.
Okay.
Oof.
So we have 2, 3, 6, 7, 8. So we need 5, 4, 1.
Lester?
Ooh, Lester good is pull, number dude. 10. Good pull.
John Lester is number 10. He's 34.
I'm on it tonight.
34.
Carry me, Raymond.
2,120.
He's not going to get there.
Yeah. So, yeah, these three guys, I guess we're going to go. We can go 9 as well if you want to now. I'm going to tell you all 9 regardless at the end. 3, 4, 1. Number one, old guy.
Is Felix Hernandez on there?
Felix Hernandez is number 4.
There you go. Yeah.
14th season, 32 years old.
Yeah.
2,427.
Wow. That's the definition of a guy that was very good and now not so much. But
there's one more pitcher I would say that's kind of in that category that was really good. And I'm not saying he is as bad as Felix is lately, but...
Oh, I got it.
CeCe?
Yeah,
CeCe Sabathia, number one.
Yep. Let's I thought go! It was like the same time you did. 18th
season, woo! 37 years old. He has 2,917. So he's only, 83 strikeouts away?
Yeah, he'll get there.
So I think
he'll... Because I think he's going to play another year, too.
Yeah, I think we're all saying he's going to be there. So CeCe?
What do we get now?
So we're missing, really, out of the top 8, we're missing number 5. And
we're only one down. We haven't even got 3 strikes.
So we have 2 left, technically, of the top 10?
Of the top 10. So 9.
I like it.
And 5. CeCe, Verlander, Cologne, Hernandez, and then number 5, Hamels, Scherzer, Kershaw, number 9, and then Lester is number 10.
Oh, this is hard.
Yeah, now I'm starting to blank.
Let's try to put this on a timer so we don't...
5 is in the National League.
Okay.
This year with...
There's no way Bumgarner's not on there, is he?
Bumgarner is not.
He hasn't been playing long enough.
He's number 22. You could say he's got an assist this year, probably with his, not strikeouts, but... Maybe his ERA, because his stadium has changed. Not because he's moved somewhere, but because of what they have at the stadium that will prevent the balls to go so far.
Oh, is it Greinke?
Zach Greinke.
I was thinking of that, too.
Number 5 with 15 years, 34 years old.
Man, he's already been in the league 15 years. I know, right? Good Lord.
See, I was thinking Greinke. I couldn't get myself to get there yet.
2,348.
Wow. Man, I remember we used to be with the Royals.
All right, so we got 8 with only 2 strikes. That's pretty good.
Wait, we got to try to get number 9. Try to get number 9.
All right.
Is it one similar to Greinke or no?
Who's pitching for the White Sox tonight?
Is that a hint?
I think he plays for this team right now.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not, no. Carlos Rodon is pitching tonight.
I would have never guessed this guy either, to be honest.
He plays on the White Sox?
Mm-hmm. This guy is not very exciting.
Good anymore? Oh.
He's not very exciting. They're like, oh, him? That's what I thought.
All right. On the White Sox?
On the White Sox.
Oh, James Shields.
James Shields.
Oh, nice.
13 years in the big, 36 years old, 2,156.
Yeah, he's been in the league forever.
So the top
We got it.
So the top 5 is Greinke, Hernandez, Cologne, Verlander, Sabathia. So we all agree CC's going to make it. Yeah. Probably this year.
Verlander, too.
Probably next year. I think Verlander, he's 440 away.
Well, if he plays four more years, which I think he's got four more years of at least average baseball in him, he'll definitely get
barring
there.
Barring any injury.
Any sort of level.
Cologne
can
play for another 20 years, so he's going to get it. I think we all agree that Bartolo Cologne is going to come back with a robotic arm. He's going to be fine. He's rub some dirt on it, get back in the game. Felix Hernandez, 32 years old.
No way. He's not striking. He's strikeout way too way down. There's no way.
I think he needs to take a couple years off, reevaluate and come back. I'm not even kidding because like he's only 32 years old.
How many strikeouts away is he?
He's 573.
Quick math. Nice quick math.
Like he can play another 8-10 years.
No, I don't think he can. Not striking out people at the rate that'll get him there. No. I don't see him pitch until he's 4. Oh, I mean, he did kind of reinvent himself this year.
I don't know. You didn't think Bartolo Colon would be as good as he is right now.
It's true. I give him a solid maybe. At least
Big Sexy was like at a very old age. He still did things that you didn't even think were possible.
That's true.
We haven't seen that with Felix, so.
Well, he has time to reinvent himself.
Okay. Yeah, that was good trivia, Jake. I like that.
Greinke is 34 years old and 2,348.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
he's Although he's under contract for a while, so.
Yeah, he got a massive contract.
Yeah, but he got the opt out, so.
3,000 strikeouts, Mr. Roger Clemens, the Rocket. Some people might be joining that club.
That might have been the best. That might have been our best, like, successful
trivia. It was a solid one too. Like, it wasn't easy. It was. That's some difficult names there.
Top eight, but I've like. Hey, John Lester's been there for
two. Two strikes on.
We got 10 and 12 guesses. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I like that.
So that's a good job by you, Jake.
Thanks, man.
I like that. So let's move on to runners on the corners.
All right.
All right, we'll go with that.
It changes every week.
Every week, it's okay. Anybody want to lead us off?
I got you.
Crickets. Oh, there it is, Raymond. All right.
Okay. I'm actually going to start with the lesser known guy on the team currently in first place in the NL East, Johan Camargo.
Oh, the guy they gave the third baseman job to after they traded or cut Jose Bautista.
Yep. So in his last 7 games, he has a .391 batting average. He's driven in 6 runs. He's got a .444 on base percentage, .696 slugging with 2 homers.
Pretty solid.
It's been, I mean, for a guy that you don't think of when you think of the Braves.
Yeah, and he was one of their higher prospects for a while, too.
To be honest, he's a guy I don't really think of when I think of baseball. So.
Yeah. Figured we gotta give the guy some love.
Oh, there.
Yeah.
My other one, man, this guy's been scary good. Luis Severino, as much as it pains me because he plays for that team in the Bronx. But
stupid Yankees. Sorry.
So in 2 weeks, he's pitched 19.1 innings. He has 3 wins, 20 strikeouts. He's got a 1.4 ERA and a 1.03 whip.
Solid. Really solid.
He's been really good.
That's good. That's a good duo, Raymond. Do you want me to go or do you want to go, Jake?
I'll have you go.
All right, my turn. All right.
My second guy will tie us into our next.
Okay. I like it. Boom. So my two guys are first guy, Anthony Rizzo, Cubs first baseman.
Yeah. Nice.
He's on top of the Cubs winning stuff, 24 at bats, he's 10 of 24, 8 RBIs, 4 runs scored, 481 on base. My thing that got me was three walks, 0 strikeouts.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, that's...
That's really good.
Really efficient.
Yeah, I like that. So, that's what stuck out the most with me for him. And then my second guy is Colorado Rockies starting pitcher Tyler Anderson. And you're like, who?
Not Jonathan.
Yeah, not Jonathan Gray. 2 starts, 16 innings pitched. Struck, gave up 6 hits, 0 runs, so it was 0 ERA.
Wow.
3 walks, 17 Ks, so that's more than a K per inning.
Wow.
0.56 whip. Dude was a beast. and they won yesterday because of him. I think he pitched 8 scoreless against the Giants, and they won 1-0. So he is trying to keep his team in the NL West race. So good job, Tyler Anderson. You made it. You're now on the shift. So you made it. I can double check that.
I want to say they're like...
You can now put that in your book of successes.
I want to say it's like, what, 6-7 games behind? Or they might
have it's only 4.
Only 4?
Only 4 games.
Oh, nice.
So you can easily make that up. Plus, that means they're probably in the wild card race, I would guess as well. They are 4.5 in the wild card, so...
We're still in it, guys. The Mets are 12.5 back. We got it.
I'm not in it. But they do. It looks like they do have a better record than the Marlins, so
we'll
keep that in your back pocket.
We just have less wins.
All right, Jake, go ahead. Go ahead and go with your two guys.
All right, so my first guy is speaking of the Yankees. Sorry, me and Raymond apparently are giving love to a team that doesn't deserve it.
You know what? We're trying to be good here.
Yeah.
Aaron Hicks, okay, I got
Aaron Hicks.
Can't boo a guy that has a first name of the Aaron.
There you go. See, he went 7-for-21. That's a hardcore math. It's a 333 average.
There you go.
Is it really?
So, someone did the math for you, you mean?
Put that in your calculator, Mr. Professor.
Don't need to. That's elementary math.
He has a 481 on base percentage and a 1,000 slugging. Which does not mean a home run every time. We learned that earlier because math was hard in my head was hurting and I couldn't think it out. So, no, that basically means every time he was at bat, he had a single, even the times he got out. So, yeah, figure that out.
He averages out, right, yes.
But, yeah, so out of his 7 hits, though, 4 of them were home runs, so that definitely helps.
It's pretty good.
He has 6 RBIs and a stolen base.
Oh, look at you.
What's up, stolen base?
Who does that anymore, though? I mean.
Well, okay. Don't come at me, bro. All right. So,
don't at me, bro.
Yeah, Aaron Hicks. And then my next guy, which is another segue, because apparently I love segues on this podcast.
We all do, let's be honest.
So what are we doing for our next
segment? We'll get to that in a second. All-stars? We're going over some all-stars?
Yeah, so this is would be my...
All-star hopefuls, I think, or guesses.
So I guess this would be my hopeful, if we're going there. Am I even on that list?
Yeah,
I guess it means we're not going Mike Trout with this one.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Do I have the Jake, Tigers? Boom.
You do, actually.
Jake, are you cheating on Mike Trout?
No. Oh, I can hear you. With Mike Trout, anything is possible. All right.
Dude, so if Mike Trout listened to our podcast,
oh my gosh.
That would be amazing.
That might be one of the best moments of my life.
Yeah.
Other than getting married. Sorry.
Does she listen?
No.
So, yeah. Don't lie to us then. All right. So, for my selection for the Tigers All-Star players. So, we're selecting players on one player per team.
If you had to pick one player from each team to be their dedicated All-Star.
Who would you pick?
Who would you pick?
So, I have the Tigers, and with my selection, I choose Nicholas Castellanos, third base / outfielder. Basically, he's the only thing they got going for him. In the past week, Mickey, my bad. Yeah, well, he's injured because of Aaron and his hatefulness. Sorry, Aaron.
No, it was lovingness on act. There's too much love.
Love. Turned into hate. So the past week he's gone 9-for-28. That's a .321 average, .367 on base percentage, a .750 slugging, but 4 home runs, 9 RBIs, and he has scored 7 runs. So
dang,
he is the one shining light in a clubhouse of darkness.
One.
they aren't good. It's sad to say, but they're not good.
It's true. And they're somehow second in that really crappy division.
Hey, you know what happens? Happens.
Yes, that's what they say. okay, well, great. So we'll let you... So that started us on our rotation of... This segment is kind of a bonus, and instead of looking ahead to games, which is only a week left before the All-Star game, we're going to do, if you had to pick a player from each team gets one dedicated All-Star because that's the rule of baseball. You can only choose one player, and we're going to go around each guy, and I'm going to give you a team, and you have to pick somebody from that team to be their All-Star. All
right.
This is in preview of Sunday night, the All-Star rosters come out. And so, Raymond, I'm going to – so, Jake started us off with the Tigers. So, Raymond, we will stay in that division, and I will give you the Twins.
Ooh.
Started off on kind of a tough one, my bad.
That is a really tough one.
I would go with that guy you probably picked
yeah.
a couple weeks ago in the for your player of the week. If you can remember that far back.
Odorizzi? Oh, no, yeah, Escobar.
Escobar.
Alcides?
Alcides. No, 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 not Alcides, Escobar.
No, not Alcides. Is it you now?
No. It's
too many, there's too many Escobars.
Yeah, there's actually a lot more Escobars now that I think about it.
There's a ton.
Eduardo Escobar.
That's right. Eduardo.
So, that's going to be yours?
Yeah, that's...
He's having a pretty beast year. I think yeah. That's...
Sorry, guys, I couldn't pull it off the top of my
that's
head.
That's okay.
My head hurts.
I will start with the Athletics.
Altuve just went yard.
And I'm going to dang, son.
That's good, right?
Yeah, that's real good. He's Junior Mike Trout. You know, that's what they all call him.
He's a half Trout.
Half Trout.
Half Trout.
He's baby Trout. You got
to
put that back.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, we're comparing everything to Mike Trout this
year.
You
got to catch and release that. That's not big enough to keep.
Mike Trout, please listen. I'm going to start with Oakland, the Athletics. I'm going to go Sean Manaea. No hitter. He's been outstanding. I definitely think he's their best player on their team this year. And the idea for All-Stars is not popularity contest. It's definitely you want to, you know, who deserves to be on the All-Star team. All-Star team is a, you know, it's a, you have to, you know, play well to get on the All-Star team. So I'm going to go with Manaea. He's had a really, really, really good year. Jake, your next team is going to be the Cubs. If you had to choose one player from the Cubs, who would it be?
Cubs. Lester.
Lester, yeah. Coming off player of the month. Been really solid for them.
I was actually going to go Rizzo.
Rizzo's been pretty good, too. They have a couple good candidates, I think, for sure.
Mm-hmm. They do.
So, Raymond, we'll go with you next. I'm going to give you the Yankees. If you pick one player, Separate one player that. Only.
Take the pitcher.
Yep. I mean, you just had him as your player of the week, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so. Makes sense.
Makes sense. I'm going to go with... I'll go Cardinals. Ooh, that's a tough one, actually. If I had to pick one player from the Cardinals, I would probably pick... Ooh, man. Matt Carpenter's had a good last few weeks, but I don't think...
Yeah.
I don't think it's enough. I think I'm going to go with...
Walker was good for a while, but he...
I might go Michael Walker, or Mikolas has had a really good year, right?
Mikolas is doing pretty good.
I think that's who I'd go with. He's coming out from Korea, or is Japan? Which one? Where was he from?
Where did they
pick him up from? He was Japan, right?
With Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, with Shohei. So, yeah.
He had a killer Mikolas stash is, in Japan. If you ever bored, folks, look up his picture in Japan. That
it's Mike,
stash,
right? Mike Mikolas?
Yeah, that stash was...
Legendary?
Stuff of the 70s, man. Those
oh, the dirty stash.
I miss Raleigh Fingers. If you're bored, look up Raleigh Fingers. That is the best mustache in baseball.
Hey, man, we'll try to keep this family friendly.
Oh, guys, I'm telling you. Just make sure you spell it right, and you won't lead astray. I'm here to guide you. But yes, awesome stash. He's an all-star just for the stash alone. Like, if he had that stash still, I'd be like, yes, vote him in.
Jake, you're next. It's going to be Red Sox.
Red Sox. Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts. That's pretty... Over J.D. Martinez? You can only pick one.
Mookie Betts.
Wow, yeah. Over J.D. Martinez. I think I disagree. I think I'd choose J.D.
Wow.
Well, Mookie Betts was, like, out for a while, and he still has numbers comparable to
right,
J.D.
But J.D. has, like, 26 home runs.
But Mookie Betts...
Home runs aren't everything.
Yeah.
But they are if you're J.D. Martinez.
That's the only thing he's got going
for. Okay, Raymond, you go next. Try to lightning through the rest of these. I'm going to go, what about Reds?
Jeanette.
Scooter Jeanette, yeah. That's probably a good choice.
He was already on my all-star list anyway.
Who would have thought that over Joey Votto, you'd pick Scooter Jeanette?
The fighting Cincinnati Scooter Jeanette.
The Cincinnati fighting Scooters.
I think I'm the one who said the fighting Joey Votto's, and now I'm going against it.
Yeah. Wow. Shame on you.
Hey, you know what? You got to admit when you're wrong.
True that. Jake, let's give you the Giants.
Giants. Oh, man.
Oh, wait, I skipped myself, but I'll just come back. It's okay. Go ahead.
Cool. No, skip me, or skip you and go to me. That's fine. The Giants.
There's only two I can think of.
I'm thinking Posey's one of them.
Yeah. I would say maybe Crawford.
Maybe three, then.
Brandon Crawford's definitely up there. Who's your other one, Ray?
Belt.
Brandon Belt's been good. Yeah, I think if I did choose one, I'd pick Crawford, personally.
Crawford's been...
I'm going to pick Posey.
Posey? Mm-hmm. Okay. Can't really go wrong with Buster Posey. Mm-hmm. I will choose... I'm going to get this easy one out of the way. I'm going to go Orioles. And Manny Machado's obviously been their best player. It's not even
Chris
close.
Davis?
Not Chris Davis, no.
What's wrong with you? I don't even know you anymore.
We're not friends.
Well, sorry. Sorry about you. Sorry, not sorry. Is that how that says? People still say that?
Yeah.
So, Raymond, you go next. Do your beloved Mets.
Jacob DeGrom, no question.
Good idea.
Probably starts the All-Star
game. The New York DeGroms.
The New York Fighting
DeGroms. Yeah.
who might not be there after this.
Why bring that up?
My bad. Jake, I'm going to give you the Nationals then.
Nationals. I choose
you.
Stop.
I was going Pokemon reference, but okay.
Scherzer?
Man, I'd almost be tempted to pick Juan Soto. The dude's been phenomenal.
Scherzer.
All right, Scherzer.
There's
fine.
No, like, it's Scherzer. I was
giving the pitchers love.
But to be honest, the first person I thought of in a national jersey was Bryce Harper. That's why I was like, wait,
yeah.
I'm not choosing Bryce Harper. We just had a whole second.
Yep. Plus, is he even deserving of an All-Star? I don't think so.
By name alone.
Well, technically,
yeah, even Doolittle has been over Bryce.
He was the first player in the National League to hit 20 home runs. There was already seven people in the American League to hit 20 home runs. But
true.
But he's no longer leading in the
National League.
It's true.
Because what's his name just overtook him?
Third baseman for the...
Oh, Arenado?
Rockies, yeah.
Yeah, that's my boy. All right, so I will go Marlins. I'm going to go Derek Dietrich. He's had a really solid position. He's had a really solid season.
I was going to go
Realmuto. Realmuto's been really good.
He has 11 homers already.
That's the one shining light down there, too.
11 homers, and he didn't even play for how many games in the beginning?
Yeah, he missed at least the first month of the season.
And he has 11 homers.
I mean, he's good. Don't get me wrong. I like him a lot.
I think that's more than any Met has.
Is it really?
Or tied?
Wow. That's sad. Raymond, then I will give you the Rockies.
Arenado. I just said it, so
easy peasy. Mm-hmm. Jake.
I mean, Blackman's there too, but
true.
Yeah. I would say Arenado there. Yeah.
Jake, what about the Rangers?
Rangers. Adrian Beltre.
Beltre.
Even though Joey Gallo has 20 home runs.
What about Keone Kelly? He's been pretty good, hasn't he?
Beltre's over 300 average.
Oh, really?
And still.
We're not still chugging.
We're not riding the train?
The Beltre? Oh, the choo-choo train. Oh, the choo-choo train.
No.
Dude, yesterday he hit like a 478-foot home run, though, off of Gerrit Cole.
Oh.
Beltre.
Okay, Beltre, fine.
300 average. Mr. Consistent.
I'm going to go next. I'll do Brewers. I'll pick... Can I pick Jesus Aguilar? That dude's been like 8 fire emojis in a row.
Do it.
Yeah, I like Jesus Aguilar. Yeah. He's hit like 20 home runs. He's been everything they needed him to be. He's decent average, good on base, driving a million runs.
Yep.
He's been really good. So I'm going to go Jesus Aguilar. Raymond, I'm going to give you the Indians.
Well, I think that's an easy one. I'm going to take my boy Jose Ramirez.
I think I saw that coming.
Yeah.
Jake, what about the Phillies?
Phillies. I was going to go. I'm thinking Aaron Nola.
Yeah, I think that's an easy choice too. I will go. I'll just get the Astros out of the way. I think. Man, this could be a tough one because there's a lot of good ones.
I mean, but this is a stacked team.
Is it a tough one?
I think Verlander, right?
Verlander.
100%.
I think Verlander for pitchers, and if you're going to go batters, you pick Altuve.
Yeah. Right. But we're only picking one, so that's the question. Verlander. And then I'm thinking Verlander, too.
What Verlander's done this season
is stupidly good.
Yeah.
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 Will overshadow
anything
else any other player does this season.
I agree.
We're giving the pitchers love today.
Raymond, what about the Braves?
Ooh. Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, there's they've got a lot of talent that are very worthy of all-star spots. But
Fulton Nevich, even their starter Fulton Nevich has been really good.
Yeah, he's been good. But he can't go. Freddie Freeman's been fantastic.
Jake, what about... I'm going to give you Dodgers.
Dodgers. Oh, man.
I knew who I would pick.
Rich Hill. Pitching.
No.
Well, I can't pick Kershaw.
No.
Can't pick Justin Turner. Their shortstop, what's his name, has been out for the season.
Yeah.
There's one guy I can think of. I mean.
There's one right answer to this question in my mind.
Yeah.
Is it a pitcher?
No.
No.
We talked about a pre-show.
Matt Kemp.
Oh, okay. I guess there's two right
now. I was thinking Matt Kemp.
Matt Kemp is the only one. No. Yeah. Matt Kemp has to be the...
What about Max Muncy?
Not lately, okay. But...
Dude, they were struggling. He came up, and he's carried the team since he's come up.
But the old man.
What is he doing? Fine. He got old man strength.
Fine.
He's starting in the outfield.
He is the outfield.
Mike Trout's the outfield. Even in the National League.
Mike Trout's the angel in the outfield, pun intended.
Let me get this out of the way. Let me change the subject. So next we'll do Padres. Stop doing the angel thing. Yep, stop it. You're distracting me. I'm gonna go Padres. I think Brad Hand has continued being really, really, really good. So
yeah.
I'd go Hand.
That's pretty easy. Raymond, I'm going to give you the Mariners as we round down.
Ooh, there's two. I'm going to go Nelson Cruz.
Yeah, he's been good.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's back on fire.
Fair. Jake, I'm going to give you the Rays.
The Rays. The yeah. Devil Rays.
The Tampa Bay Don't Call Me Devil Rays. Talked about this guy pre-show, too.
Clearly me.
No, not the Raymonds. Devil Rays.
Well, people call me Ray. Yeah. It's a nickname.
But were you born in Tampa?
No.
Do you live in Tampa?
No.
Okay. Pitcher. We talked about him pre-show. He's been really good. He's a rookie, I think.
See, now you're just confusing me more.
His last name starts with an S. Ends with Nell.
Oh, Blake Snell. There we go. Blake Snell.
I mean, right, he's our all-star, right?
I don't know. Did you see what Carlos Gomez did to that cooler?
He listened to me! He brought back the cooler! I was so happy! Oh my god, I was so happy!
Oh, it all comes full circle. Oh, yes. Like it all comes
How many
full
players
circle.
This season have destroyed a Gatorade cooler, though, with a bat?
I mean, and he, like, massacred a Gatorade cooler.
If he could just hit a baseball, you
know? Too bad they don't throw empty Gatorade coolers, guys.
Let's just say I'm very happy that Carlos Gomez trade with the Mets did not go through, and we ended up with Cespedes instead.
Yeah,
although
Cespedes
is still hurt.
All right,
you also have Gatorade coolers that aren't broken.
True.
All right, we got five more teams. All right, first one, we'll just kind of all do these. Diamondbacks. Is it Corbin? It's not Corbin. Is it Boxberger? He's been really good in the back end.
Corbin.
You can't say Goldschmidt because he only had
Goldschmidt,
a good month.
He's doing pretty.
But he was pretty garbage.
For the entire season, I don't think you can go Goldschmidt.
I would say Corbin, or.
I mean, Greinke is great. Greinke's been pretty good.
I would say Greinke or Corbin.
I don't know if I can go Corbin. He's been really good, but then he's been...
I would probably say Boxberger, then. If you can't decide on a starting pitcher, I'd say... I mean, Boxberger hasn't blown a save for them all year, I'm pretty sure.
Then yeah.
All right, we'll go Boxberger. Sure, Boxberger. All right, what about White Sox?
Davidson.
Because of opening day?
He pitched
the other
day. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, two innings.
Wow, two innings. No, that's not a good thing.
No earned runs.
No, I'm not picking Davidson. Abreu has to be Abreu, right?
Yeah, Abreu.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of anyone else.
All I'm saying is Matt Davidson's fastball averaged out at 90. Drop it like it's hot. Curveball was like 73.
Let's get through the rest of these. We got four more. Pirates. Who the rookie? Austin Meadows? Is he their all-star? It's nobody on their pitching staff, is it?
Oh, no.
Marte hasn't been that good.
Yeah.
Either. He's been, yeah.
I mean, Harrison's not that.
Uh-uh.
Do they have Castro?
Castro?
Catcher?
Oh, Cervelli? Cervelli's been pretty good.
I think you might be right. I can't think of anyone else that's done
it. So we'll go Austin Meadows?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, Corey Dickerson's been pretty good for them, actually.
Oh, yeah.
He's been really good, actually. He's been pretty good. Okay, what about the Royals? There's another hard one. Is it Moustakas? Or is it, who's their leadoff guy? This
Whit Merrifield?
Yeah, I think I would choose Whit Merrifield. I would choose him.
Salvador Perez.
Salvador, he's pretty good too.
You know, just based on the first podcast, just I'm going to say no.
He came back from that injury, man. You know how athletic that is? Come back from that injury?
If you have a dumb injury, it should like eliminate you from the All-Star game and playoffs.
Yep, I agree.
I would say Whit Merrifield.
I would too.
Yeah.
All right, Blue Jays. Who's their utility guy they just picked up this year? From the Padres. Oh, he's been super good. We just played them. What's his name?
Vlad Guerrero Jr. Yeah.
No, not Vlad Guerrero Jr. Solarte. There we go.
Yes.
Yonvera Solarte. Yes. Okay, I think he's their.
Yeah, I think that's
I think good. He's their all-star. And then final one, I think we should all say it together.
Angels.
Mike Trout. Oh, yeah. So that'll do it.
Got to save the best for
the
last.
Shift, always. Show Mike Trout.
Stupid Mike.
Please listen. I think we should just end the podcast every week with
Mike Trout, please listen.
Yes, Mike Trout, please listen.
We have a new ending. I like it.
Dear Mike Trout, if you're out there, please listen to us. We're three lonely guys that would just crave your attention. We need it.
We have one purpose in this podcast.
We will search for it.
It's only to reach Mike Trout.
But that'll do it. You'll get us early, hopefully next week. We'll keep you updated on that one. I hope you guys, everyone, have a great 4th of July. And we'll see you next week for some All-Star action.
All-Star baseball.